I have chosen two pictures. One represents the picture from my village in Nepal, and the other one is the picture from Dulles Road in Victoria. I've chosen the first picture because it speaks to my initial relationship with the land as growing up as a kid. I belong to a small village in Nepal, which lies in the northern part. Lies above 3,300 meters above the sea level, and it's very remote and isolated from the majority part of Nepal. We people, or let's say people in my community, we depend on the land, like how Indigenous people in Canada depend on land. So for us, land is everything, our provider, our protector, and we are alive because of our land. As a kid, my parents taught me how to respect the land and how it has provided us everything for our survival and how I should not abuse it. And I should only take what I need rather than abusing it. For instance, the mountain in this picture is called Manaslu, and it's regarded as a sacred mountain in my village. And we don't climb it. But when I was a kid, I was shocked to see foreigners climbing our sacred mountains because it conflicted my beliefs of the land and the significance of the sacred places in my community. As for foreigners, this mountain is known as the eighth highest mountain in the world, and they want to conquer it. But for local people, for my community, this mountain is our sacred place that we worship it, and we don't claim it. And my ancestors we have our own dialect, and it's slowly dying. However, it's still alive, and my grandparents still speak the dialect, my parents too. And I left when I was very young, so I still have part of the language, but not fully. So the land has been everything for my community, and we depend on a lot of local plants, but we don't kill animals for meat. Most of the people in my village, we don't kill animals for meat unless the animal died because of the natural cause of old age or if they fall from cliffs. And the second picture I've chosen is my favorite place in Victoria, the Dulles Point. It shows the ocean. So when I moved to Victoria in 2013 to do my first degree in child and youth care, that was the first time I was witnessing ocean in my life since Nepal is a landlocked country. I had chance to see the Great Pacific Ocean, and back then I didn't know much about Victoria or the Indigenous culture here. So everything was new to me, and during child and youth care, I've taken a couple Indigenous courses, and through that, I have learned the significance of ocean to the Coast Salish people and how it has been serving them for generations. And that has taught me that wherever you are, the land you are on is very significant for our own survival, and we should respect our land and how we should coexist, whether it's ocean, mountain, trees, animals, birds, living, the sharing the same space as you. And I am acknowledging my relationship to the land in my daily practice through my mindful actions and intentions of not abusing the land, rather coexisting with it. I can go on more, but I think I will stop here. Thank you so much for listening.